Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sheila Heen is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Sheila is a lecturer on law at Harvard Law School. She's a co-founder of a small business that she proudly announced to me called Triad Consulting. She and her partner, Douglas Stone, and her co-author, serve clients in corporation, in the marketplace, and in business, and in the government, I should say, all over the world. They are the co-authors of a new book called Thanks for the Feedback. And we're going to talk about that right now, the science and art of receiving feedback. Well, Sheila Heen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. The, it seems to me your subtitle says the science and art of receiving feedback well. And I never thought about the science and art. I mean, I've thought about receiving feedback as one issue and then receiving it well as another issue, right? I mean, I understand those two things, but I never thought about the science and art of receiving it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we took a look at was all of the social science around our reactions to feedback, because I think we have a very conflicted relationship with feedback. Sometimes it's exhilarating, it's gratifying, it's really helpful. We're very grateful because we learned something important, or we're able as a small business owner, right, to adapt either how we're managing our employees or delivering our services. And at other times, it's not a gift, right? It just feels like a colonoscopy, you know, where it's incredibly painful. So one of the other things that we looked at was the neuroscience behind what's going on physiologically, right, when we feel overwhelmed by feedback. And how does that distort the way that we see the feedback? It kind of supersizes it, which makes it actually difficult to learn from.
Are you saying that we're primordially wired to not be good at receiving feedback?
Well, we're primarily wired, I think, to be conflicted, because feedback actually sits right at the junction of two core human needs. We are wired to learn and grow. It's why we take up, you know, hobbies in retirement.
Right.
It's why otherwise normal people stick with golf, right? Because the occasional round fools us into thinking that we're getting better at it.
Boy, you just hit on something really important there, Sheila. If there ever was something that sits right there on that knife edge between exhilaration and hatred, golf will do it for you. So that's exactly right. Golf is the perfect, to me, and I never thought about it before, but golf is a perfect analogy for what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, that beautiful drive that you just hit, that you feel really good about, that feeling gets cut short when you chip it into the
pond, right? Absolutely.
I
say from the heights of ecstasy to the depths of depression in a matter of minutes, right? Yeah.
I think that's right. And that's partly because there's a second core human need that then conflicts with our drive to learn, which is we really want to be accepted and respected and loved just the way we are now. And the fact of feedback often suggests that how we are now is not quite okay.
Right. You know, you've just written your second book. This is your second book. You're in Douglas's second book. I just have just now published my third book. When I got my third one ready, and I'm sure you did the same thing, I sent it out to about 20 people. I call them my SOBs. And these are people who I know love me, but who will love me enough to make sure that I don't mess up my book. So I got a lot of feedback back, and some of it hurt a lot. Most of it hurt a lot, but a good portion of it made my book a better book. And so I just had to work through the pain, and you know, I accepted some feedback. I didn't accept some feedback. Some feedback probably saved my bacon. There was a couple of things that I was actually heading in the wrong direction, and I got some good feedback and from them. But it wasn't just the pain of sending it out. I mean, of receiving it. It was also the pain of that I had when I sent it out, knowing it was going to be painful coming back. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that while we know we need it, we're afraid of what's coming up down the pike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things, actually, that can make it easier is rather than asking the question, hey, do you have any feedback for me? Which is a really hard question for people to answer, right? It's a huge question. It's not clear how honest you want them to be. Instead, what we suggest is you ask for one thing. Hey, what's one thing I'm doing or maybe failing to do that you see me getting in my own way, right? Or what's one thing, if I could change it in this book, you know, in the way I'm delivering your services, in the way I'm managing my business, what's one thing I could change that would make a big difference to you? It's clear that you want the person to be honest, and one thing is less overwhelming. They're more likely to give you something concrete and usable.
You know, some of the people I admire a lot in the marketplace are the small business owners who join mastermind groups, roundtable, CEO roundtable types, like Vistage and Tab Boards and folks like that, groups like that, where they sit around a table with six or seven other CEOs, and they take each other's best shot and hold each other accountable, and it's feedback to the nth degree here. I admire people who are willing to sit there and try to get better at that level. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's right, and one of the reasons I think groups like that are so helpful is that they actually provide the three kinds of feedback that we muddle together. So the word feedback actually means three different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
One is appreciation. Appreciation just says, I see you, I get you, you matter, what you're doing is appreciated, right? Sometimes when employees say, I wish I got more feedback around here, what they really mean is, I wish someone noticed I worked here. Right? And all that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
The second kind of feedback is coaching. Like, how do I get better? And peers in groups like that can give you a lot of coaching. Coaching is what you want to be giving your employees to help them to grow and to improve. But the third kind of feedback is evaluation. It assesses, rates, ranks, or judges. And that kind of feedback is so loud emotionally that it often will drown out the other two, and it's the one that creates the most reaction in us.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you can't get rid of it entirely. You actually do need it to know where you stand and how you're doing. I mean, even in personal relationships, like where is this relationship going, is an evaluation question. It helps me know what to expect.
Exactly. So feedback's a little bit like medicine.
All time, all three.
Feedback is kind of like medicine. It is designed to get you better, but it might hurt a little bit. We're going to talk some more about this with our new friend Sheila Heen. She's the co-author of Thanks for the Feedback, The Science and Art of Receiving Feedback. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out if men and women receive feedback differently.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.